news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
I'm still dealing with flooding from Florence in the Carolinas. Details from Dr. Bill at 6:35. He's got our forecast update right here locally coming up in just a minute. First, let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, accident-free conditions. It's a quiet start so far as you're traveling from the 1065 split through Tillman's Corner and Theodore from I-1065 split and all the way downtown through the tunnel. So far, Mobile Police Department are clear and no delays across the Bayway. Join the 35th Annual Mobile International Festival as they present celebrations from around the world. It's coming up Saturday, November 17th, this year at the Mobile Fairgrounds. Enjoy entertainment and shop for special treasures. See them at MobileInternationalFestival.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with a few scattered thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid-90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, isolated afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy. She's real nice. And get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Tuesday. It's sitting at 76 now at our studio. There's just a few little showers, and they seem to be, well, they seem to be picking on Dolphin Island this morning. One on the west end, little showers. I'm talking about like a couple acres. One little shower on the west end of Dolphin Island, another one on the east end, and one just south of the bayou. Other than that, clean and clear scan of radar for now. We'll get more from Dr. Bill coming up in just a couple minutes. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. We begin this morning in Baldwin County. That's where an inmate has escaped from his work release detail late Sunday. Alabama Department of Corrections confirms that Gregory Keith McCluskey is 38 years old. He left his assigned job location in Foley shortly after 9 p.m. on Sunday. He was sentenced back in 2005 to a 15-year term for first-degree burglary in Limestone County. Again, he went missing last Sunday, September 16th. He's described as being a white male, 6 feet tall, blonde hair and brown eyes, 210 pounds, and he has extensive tattoos, including a pit bull and flame designs. He was last seen wearing khaki pants and a light-colored T-shirt with the Live Bait restaurant logo on the front and on the back. If you have information about his whereabouts, call 1-800-831-8825. Back across the bay here in Mobile, the identity and age of the victim shot and killed near a cleaner's has been released. That man died after he was shot near the one-hour cleaner's in Mobile late Sunday night. Mobile police confirmed that they responded to a person being shot on South Wilson Street just before midnight on Sunday. 49-year-old Joel Baker was found collapsed on the street in that Pritchard police jurisdiction and then taken to a local hospital. That's where he died as a result of his injuries. The homicide investigation does continue at this hour. Anyone with any information about this shooting is urged to contact the Mobile Police at area code 251-208-7227. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Over. Give to Whitlow. Booby up the middle. Booby scores.
Arkansas.
Auburn pins its ears back, and he's dropped.
The Tigers host the Hogs in another Western Division showdown.
Set up, steps back to throw on first down. He'll launch it deep down the field. He's got a man, Schwartz. Touchdown!
Coverage begins at 3:30 Saturday on your home for Auburn football.
On your official Auburn football station, FM Talk 106.5.
Right now, it's a great time for anybody ready to get some real work done in Alabama. Whether you're somebody who needs to hire, somebody who wants to get hired, or a student who wants to know how to prepare to get hired, there's a new unified force for your success and a brighter future. It's time to get to work, Alabama. Alabama works.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the ABA, and this station. Visit alabamaworks.com.
Open the window of savings with Window World Windows, starting at just $189 for a white vinyl, double-hung, double-paned insulated window. Single-paned windows rob your wallet of hundreds of dollars every year. And with Window World's exclusive lifetime warranty on parts and labor, it makes sense to replace those windows. And be sure to ask about our form-fitted insulated siding as well. Start saving. Find out more online at Window World. That's windowworld.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Mobile woman woke up Monday to a bullet hole in her apartment at the Cedar Trace Apartments. Velma Vigil says she heard a loud noise around 3 o'clock yesterday morning, but went back to bed. When she woke up, she saw the hole near her refrigerator.
I'm just so thankful that I'm here.
A Robertsdale Elementary School teacher is recovering at home this morning, days after being bitten by a snake. Happened Saturday morning along the waters of Weeks Bay during a coastal cleanup event. The teacher was reaching for some trash when a water moccasin bit her hand. She was taken to the hospital where she received antivenom to reverse the effects of the bite. An Alabama elementary school student brought a gun to school for show and tell Monday and accidentally shot another student. Huntsville police say the child was shot in the hand and is being treated at a hospital. The student who brought the gun did not intend to hurt anyone, according to authorities. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan, and Midday Mobile's hit the road on Wednesday as we head out to the all-new Cart Doctor location in Theodore. We'll be there live from noon to 2, so come by and see us. While you're there, check out the all-new Yamaha Drive to Quiet Tech cars, along with the street-legal Tomberlin cars that they have in stock. Cart Doctor has a cart just right for you, your business, and your budget. Check out their huge inventory of gas and electric carts and enjoy a great sandwich from Jersey Mike's on Dauphin Street. Hey, we're live at the Cart Doctor noon on Wednesday with Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at Twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 6:15 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Mornings Sports Report. On Monday Night Football, the Chicago Bears defeated the Seattle Seahawks 24-17. The Bears defense dominated with 6 sacks, a fumble recovery, and a Prince Amukamara pick 6.
Second and 9, empty set as you mentioned.
That was the first win for Bears head coach Matt Nagy. Seahawks fell to 0-2. And some news from the NFL, Tom Brady could potentially have his next Randy Moss. After the Cleveland Browns announced they would release talented but troubled wide receiver Josh Gordon by Monday, the New England Patriots traded a 2019 fifth-round pick to pick up his contract. For insurance, the Patriots will get a 2019 seventh-round pick from the Browns if Gordon is not active for 10 games this season. ESPN's Chris Mortensen reported on Saturday that Gordon broke the Browns' trust when he reported to the facility on Saturday with a hamstring issue after being a full participant in practice all week long. He allegedly injured his hamstring in a promotional shoot after practice had ended. Despite that hamstring issue, Gordon is considered healthy enough to play Sunday for the Patriots against the Detroit Lions.
It was a tough weekend to be a kicker. Minnesota Vikings cut ties with kicker Daniel Carlson on Monday, one day after he went 0-for-3 on field goals against Green Bay. Minnesota's replacing the rookie from Auburn with veteran kicker Dan Bailey. Bailey's the second most accurate kicker in NFL history. He was released by the Cowboys during roster cuts this season. Carlson missed field goals from 48, 49, and 35 yards in the Vikings' 29-29 tie against the Packers. Minnesota traded up into the fifth round of the draft to select Carlson with the 167th pick in April. They also gave up two draft picks in the process. And the Cleveland Browns signed rookie kicker Greg Joseph on Monday to replace Zane Gonzalez. Gonzalez missed two field goals and two extra point attempts in a three-point loss to the Saints on Sunday. ESPN reports that Gonzalez had been kicking with a groin injury that required an MRI on Monday. In Major League Baseball, the Atlanta Braves lost to St. Louis 11-6. The Cardinals hit four home runs, handing the Braves their third consecutive loss. The Philadelphia Phillies lost to the Mets 9-4, and the Washington Nationals lost to Miami 8-5, so the Braves still lead the NL East Division by 6.5 games. Milwaukee Brewers outfielder Christian Yelich on Monday night became the first player in Major League history to hit for the cycle against the same team twice in one season. Yelich hit for the cycle against the Cincinnati Reds on August 30th and did the same last night in the Brewers' 8-0 win over the Reds. He's just the fifth player ever to hit for multiple cycles in the same season. Last night, Yelich singled in the first inning, doubled in the third, and hit a two-run homer in the fifth off of Cincinnati starter Anthony DeSclafani. And saving the most difficult piece for last, he smacked a two-run triple off of reliever Jesus Reyes in the sixth.
That's about having their number right there,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, seriously. And doing it twice in one season. Unbelievable. Man. And the Baltimore Orioles, well, they have no one's number. They managed only three hits and a loss to Toronto 5-0. It was Baltimore's 107th loss and tied an Orioles record for losses in a season. The Major League record is 120 losses. That was set by the Mets back in 1962, but the Baltimore Orioles can only lose up to 119 this season because they won just enough. 6:18 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Your local Ram dealer is committed to giving you a great deal. And right now, during Ram Power Days, current competitive truck owners finance and get $10,300 in total values on select 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab models in dealer stock. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer and get great deals on trucks worthy of your reputation. And right now, current competitive truck owners finance and get $10,300 in total values on select 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab models in dealer stock. Your dedication goes beyond what's expected, and when you have the power of Ram trucks, you're pretty much unstoppable. See your local Ram dealer and hurry in for Ram Power Days. On 20% of 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn models as of 9/5/18 and in dealer stock. Total values include combined cash allowances and 2300 Bighorn package value. Financing for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. Current truck must be registered to consumer for 30 days. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 10/1. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Is going to score! Touchdown, Auburn! A miracle to turn
the hair! Want to talk Auburn football? Bo Megginson and the Auburn Tiger Radio Show. Wednesday nights at 7 on FM Talk 106.5. War. Gam. Eagle. FM Talk 106.5. The Gulf Coast Weather Authority. And Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with a few scattered thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid-90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, isolated afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, for now, Mobile Police Department state troopers are clear. We've got light traffic across the Bayway from Fairhope and Daphne, Spanish Fort, no delays, and no problems northbound 65 up towards Chickasaw and Saraland. Fall is here, so now's the time to stay at the newly transformed Grand Hotel Golf Resort and Spa in Point Clear. Enjoy the renovated guest rooms, the spa, and the new splash and activities lawn. Go to grand1847.com for reservations. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 6:20, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on a Tuesday, which, if I check correctly, is a day somewhere between Monday and Thursday. Am I
ding,
correct
ding,
in that?
Ding,
all right,
ding.
Good. So that's good for you at the original Oyster House Causeway location, as they have their $6.99 apps and dollar off drafts 5 to 7 every Monday through Thursday at the Causeway location of the original Oyster House. So this seems the formula is correct. We had the first part of the equation. It is Tuesday, so it's a day between Monday and Thursday. You wait around until 5, and you get those $6.99 appetizers and dollar-off drafts. Check them out tonight at the original Oyster House, online at originaloysterhouse.com. 6:22 and time to check headlines. Here is Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Authorities in Alberta, they need your help this morning in finding a missing elderly woman. Fire department there says that 79-year-old Jackie Barron was last seen near her home at the corner of Oak Street and Alabama Street. Police do confirm that she does suffer from dementia and could still be in the area. Anyone with any information about Barron or where she may be located is urged to contact the Alberta Police at area code 251-947-4911. News out of Escambia County this morning, as we now know at least one person was injured in a crash involving two tractor trailers on I-65 Monday afternoon. Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, they confirm the crash happened just south of exit 69 in a southbound lane. That's where one of the trucks involved was carrying oil, and that oil leaked onto the roadway. The Alabama Department of Transportation and cleanup crew spent hours working to clean up the mess. One lane of Interstate 65 southbound is open. Troopers say the crash and spill is expected to impact traffic for, quote, an extended amount of time. And they advise alternate routes would be your best bet. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 6:23, FM Talk 106.5, and the second wave of trouble for those in the Carolinas coming from Florence now, and President talked about this as well.
The federal government has dispatched nearly 20,000 federal and military personnel to assist in the response and recovery effort. These are incredible people. They're really putting their lives at stake, and they're putting their lives on the line every single day. They're out there for many, many hours out of a 24-hour day.
Yeah, you got to think about the fact, too, that like any president, a storm, a natural disaster happens, and it's something that they're judged by, whether it's right or wrong. And the president says he wants the job done perfectly.
Every relevant federal resource is marshaled to help those in need. Many lives have been saved already. You've been covering it actually very fairly, but the job they're doing is incredible. I just want to finish that by saying our administration is in constant contact with local and state authorities, and we will not rest until that job is done and done perfectly.
All right. A couple stories about local response there. Number one, I saw that the power crews are being sent home, that the power crews are not needed, at least those from Alabama. Alabama power crews returning home, not needed after Florence, which is interesting. Either there's just so many different crews there. It says Alabama power storm crews who returned home after standing ready to support Duke Energy with power restoration in the wake of Hurricane Florence. A team of 1,200 people, including line crews, support, tree-cutting personnel, had been stationed in Georgia, closer to the hurricane's path, but out of harm's way. Since last week, they were not called on by Duke Energy to move into the Carolinas. According to Duke Energy, or Entergy, is it Energy or Entergy? Because it's written both ways here in the news story, WKRG. Entergy is a company over in Louisiana. I know it, a utility. It's Duke Energy.
It's got to be Duke Energy.
Because I saw that. I told you when we went this summer, we were in the Smokies, and we did the Nantahala on the rafting trip, and we were in the briefing before you go, and the guy was making jokes, and they said, we're going to be delayed a while because a power line is down in the river.
Oh, no.
And then I was like, that's part of his shtick. And he's like, no, really. And it was Duke Energy that was up there getting the power line out of the river so we could raft by it without getting electrocuted.
They've already saved your life then.
That's right. That's right. So I'm going to edit this on the fly. According to Duke Energy's outage map, 218,000 customers in North Carolina and an additional 2,706 customers in South Carolina are still without power. That's not bad. It was up to 650,000 at one point. Mm. Well, actually, they said at the high, it was 1.5 million customers without power. So they
they've done a good job there getting that number down.
Remember before the storm, that was one thing we saw on the TV that we hadn't seen before was the power outage forecast, where they were forecasting how many homes would lose their power. I had never seen that before a storm.
It's a new graphic that they made up. So yeah. They said, we need more graphics. What can you make? How about you forecast where the power might go out? So there's the Alabama Power Crews. They're on the way back home. They're home. But then the Mobile County Sheriff's Office and others have traveled to New Hanover County, Wilmington, there to help feed the first responders dealing with the flooding and the issues there. And I've got this note here. They made it to New Hanover County, North Carolina. And I've got a note here from Mobile County Commissioner Jerry Carl. I'll see a picture on his Facebook. They had a flat tire. They had a truck engine fail on them, too. They had all these issues. He said a long 37-hour trip. So it does not normally take 37 hours, even with storms, from Mobile to South Carolina or North Carolina. In this case, it did. They said no hotel rooms, so they're sleeping in the jail. They're sleeping in the jail, the sheriff's crew and Commissioner Carl and others sleep in the jail and working the food kitchen there that's serving those first responders.
That is unbelievable. It's such a tough trip, but they're
37 hours.
That's insane. That is crazy. And Wilmington, of course, has been, they haven't been able to reach it until finally one road was open, but that might have only been briefly.
Right. So they went through, that's the road they went through. They came in that one route, and you heard the governor talk about that, North Carolina governor talk about that yesterday. The North Carolina governor talked about that route, and I think that was the scenario. I think that maybe still is a scenario, but it may close soon. He said this.
We've got one limited route into Wilmington, and it's being used for supplies and necessary emergency material and utility workers and law enforcement, and we don't need people going back right now, particularly when this route may disappear tonight.
And it may disappear with that flooding. We'll talk more about that and update you on the Sheriff's Mobile Food Kitchen coming up.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5. Alabama Power storm crews have returned home after standing ready to help after Hurricane Florence. Turns out the crews weren't needed. 1,200 crew members, including line crews and tree cutting personnel, had been stationed in Georgia, waiting to be called on by Duke Energy. More than 220,000 customers are still without power. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office alerting neighbors in West Mobile about a man peeping through windows. The unidentified man was seen on home surveillance cameras peering through the windows on Downing Street and Winston Drive. If you drive Florida State Road 285, you may want to find an alternate route. The road will be closed today from 11 to 3, then again from 10 to 2 Wednesday through Friday. AAA says seniors are now outliving their ability to drive safely. That's why the group is urging families to talk to older members about when it's time to give up the keys.
More than 80% of older drivers have never had a discussion with a family member or physician about their safe driving ability.
For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloni.
Dalton Orwig with FM Talk 106.5, sitting here with Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscaping. And Sid, you were just telling me about this really cool machine that you guys have now called a top dresser. What is a top dresser?
Well, Dalton, a top dresser is a machine that golf courses and sports turf professionals have been using for a long time. It's a fantastic machine that provides a fantastic service. And we've just been looking forever for one that we can use on residential lawns. What it essentially does is puts out a thin layer of sand and compost, or a combination of both, over the lawn, and it smooths out the lawn so it's not as bumpy. It mows well. It helps with compaction. It helps with drainage. It just helps in a number of ways. I'm real excited that we can provide this service now, and I think virtually every lawn in our area can benefit from it.
That's great. And if somebody would like to contact you and get in touch with you and have the crew come out and work on their yard a little bit, how can they do that?
Well, you can give us a call, 626-3309, or you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
That's Sid Sexton with Sexton Lawn and Landscaping.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truitt. Truitt Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truitt Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truittinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember, Truitt Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truitt today.
What can give you free access to science, technology, engineering, arts, and math programs, educational apps, in-person and virtual homework help, or tech workshops? It's your library card, one of the most cost-effective back-to-school supplies, and they're free. Children who read in the home and who use the library perform better in school and use the library as a source for lifetime learning. Find out how to get yours with a visit to the Daphne Library or online at daphnelibrary.org.
Rising floodwaters threaten communities across the Carolinas today as rivers continue to flood and roads remain rivers. Thousands of residents are still awaiting rescue from homes and neighborhoods underwater. Meteorologist Pedram Javahari tells us former Hurricane Florence is still dropping rain as it moves up the East Coast.
Heavy rainfall into the afternoon hours today, late morning, early afternoon. Philly, New York gets in a few thunderstorms, and that is about it. Southern areas of Vermont, New Hampshire could get a couple of inches, but finally, we begin to see the weather pattern, at least, improve for the eastern United States.
Florence leaving behind at least 32 deaths. A bill to fight the opioid crisis is on its way to becoming law. The Senate approved the bill on a 99-1 vote yesterday, with only Utah Republican Mike Lee voting no. The House passed a similar bill, and the two versions will be merged by the end of the year. Both Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and his accuser of sexual abuse, Christine Blasey Ford, are preparing in advance of their testimony before the Senate Judiciary Committee next Monday. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your Money Now, brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Renault's alliance with Nissan and Mitsubishi says it will start equipping its cars with the Android operating system to make dashboards smart. Under a deal with Google, the Renault-led group will begin incorporating the most widespread operating system into its vehicle dashboard starting from 2021. Renault, Nissan, Mitsubishi, which sold 10.5 million vehicles worldwide last year, will give drivers access to Google Maps, Google Assistant, and Play Store apps. The head of OPEC says a cartel must stick together for the good of the global economy as founding member Iran faces renewed U.S. sanctions, though he did not address how an already tight market will make up for the loss of Iranian supply. He also said an agreement between OPEC and non-members to cut production and help bring prices back up from lows of $30 a barrel in January 2016 is now a permanent feature. Right now, crude is sharply higher, trading at $69.73 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com. Complete the symptom checker and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
The world has changed. Where you get your financial advice should too. As you look to protect and grow your wealth in this uncertain market, the right partnership can give you one of the most powerful tools in investing today. Confidence. Let your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. Advice that's backed by the only research in the industry dedicated to helping individual investors like you. So call your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, at 251-510-0748, because putting the right protection in place today can make a big difference tomorrow. Call Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. That's 510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635, FM Talk 106.5, 75 degrees now. And good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. So yesterday, obviously, a scorcher out there. And Dalton points this out as he comes in this morning. He said, what?
Oh, it's about the hottest morning I've ever felt in my life.
He comes in just saying, how hot is it? It's been nighttime all night, and it's still hot.
It's okay. But 96 was the high yesterday. I think that's the third straight day now we've hit 96. And that's almost 10 degrees above normal for this time of the year. But, yeah, we're in the mid and upper 70s this morning, and with hardly a breeze out there, it's really unpleasant. We got another hot day again today, but there's a little better chance we could see some afternoon thunderstorms. I've got a weak upper air low-pressure system kind of moving across the southern portion of Alabama, and that'll give us a little better chance for those thunderstorms, but still getting up around 95 degrees for today. Tonight, we may see some isolated thunderstorms in the evening and gradually taper off, low the night in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, and just a slight chance of an afternoon thunderstorm, and looks like we'll get up at least into the lower 90s. As for the rest of the week, well, isolated thunderstorms Thursday, again in the low 90s. Friday, a little better chance for some thunderstorms, again, low 90s. And the weekend, we should have plenty of sunshine with a few afternoon thunderstorms. It'll be in the low 90s Saturday, around 90 degrees on Sunday. So we got some hot weather all the way through the week, but it looks like we will see a little bit lower readings on Sunday.
Okay. So we have that to look forward to. We just got to get to
only
that.
Only 90 degrees, yes.
Refreshing 90. Dr. Bill, what about watching number one, the aftermath of Florence and what you have been talking about, the second part of Florence. You had the rain and the storm surge, but now you have river flooding at a pretty significant level in the Carolinas.
Yeah, and they're still waiting for the peak. It takes a few days for all that water from the western part of the state to work its way down through the major rivers. So, yeah, they're waiting for the peak to come in, and most likely I think it'll be either tomorrow or Thursday. And there's no more rain in the area, but it's just all that water is converging on the coast. All the rain now associated with the storm is all the way up in New England right now. And the low-pressure area is moving through Pennsylvania and will move offshore out into the Atlantic. It's not producing much in the way of a storm, but still a lot of rain through the New England area and the Mid-Atlantic states. But here along the Gulf Coast, I mean, we've got some beautiful weather here in the way of sunshine, but we're going to stay with these hot temperatures. And by the way, elsewhere in the tropics, we're going through a quiet period right now. We can use it.
Yes, we can use a break.
The only thing left is a tropical depression way out in the eastern Atlantic, and that's Tropical Depression Joyce. All indications are it's going to eventually dissipate here in the next couple of days. The tropical wave that we've been watching, the remnants of Isaac, is now around the Yucatan. No indication of any development there. So we're looking good at the moment.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist and tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams. I get his forecast every day here at FM Talk 106.5, and his hurricane forecasting ability shows off the whole way through hurricane season. Hey, and speaking of how busy it has been lately, let me do a little housekeeping here. So instead of just doing the test, we'll let you know why we're doing the test. Now, you'll hear sometimes when people will be like, why'd you run that flash flood warning, or why'd you run that tornado warning?
Mm-hmm.
I said, we don't do that. If you're a licensed broadcaster, there's a button, there's a button they can push at a state level or a federal level and take over. Amber alerts, things like that. That is part of holding a federal license that you say, okay, then you can press the button and take over our airways. Listen, it's a good thing. If there's somebody not right here to pass along that warning, it's the middle of the night. We're here to serve the public. And part of it is getting, as you know, information out about an Amber Alert or severe weather or, you know, flooding situations like that. That's what we do.
Yeah, part of the deal.
Right. It is. It's part of the deal. So that's how that works. When people get all kind of bent out of shape, say, well,
talk to the emergency management agencies. Well, another one's coming this way, and the reason I said this ties in with what Dr. Bill said, we've had a test that's supposed to happen now for 3 weeks that keeps getting moved because the feds say, I think it was first because of the first hurricane affecting Hawaii.
Okay.
That was the week we were supposed to run this test, a national test. And they said, well, we can't do it because of the hurricane. And then it was something else, and then it was Florence. And so it looks like now Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, and the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, what's up, Ajit Pai, will conduct a nationwide test of the emergency alert system and wireless emergency alerts, which is what you get on your phone, the WEA. So we are EAS in terrestrial radio. Your phone is WEA. This is going to happen on Thursday, and it's going to happen once again. Welcome to our world. Get the note from the feds. It's going to happen about 2:18 p.m. Now, in our world in broadcast, 2:15, 2:30, those quarter hours make sense. 2:18 on Thursday.
And it'll probably run for a good 7 or 8. No, not really.
Well, they've done these before. I got to tell you, with all deference, and I'm walking on thin ice because these are the people that are big bosses, and the fact that, you know, they can pull licenses and all that.
They don't sign your paycheck, but they can make it so you can't get a paycheck.
Exactly. That's well said. They've goofed these up in the past. Hopefully not. This is a national one. Remember, we have testing at a local level, we have state level, and we have national. The EAS is a national public warning system that provides the president. Now, this is the big button that was put in about 10 years ago. The president has a button that he can press to address the nation during a national emergency. That's the portion we're going to test. Not the weather portion, but the presidential big button. So what was the easy button or whatever they used to have the ad for?
Staples, yes.
Yeah, you press it. Now, cell towers will broadcast the WEA test for approximately 30 minutes, beginning at 2:18 Eastern Daylight Time, so 1:18 our time. During this time, WEA-compatible cell phones are switched on within range of active cell tower. Whose wireless provider participates in WEA? And I imagine that would be all of them that want to keep a microwave license.
Yeah.
Some cell phones will not receive the test message, and cell phones should only receive the message once. We've seen this before. The WEA test message will have a header that reads presidential alert and a text that says this is a test of the National Wireless Emergency Alert System, no action required. Ours will just say that and not have the text to go with it. So FEMA state of the government cannot track end users' locations through this alert system. No, they're not tracking y'all. But so when this happens on Thursday, which will be 1:18 our time, in the middle of midday Mobile.
And you should lead in to your most important subject right before that
You've
starts.
Heard me do that before, right? Or when I come back out of one and say, and then I said, yeah. But yeah, so this is happening, I guess, on Thursday. This has been delayed for like a month and change because there's every time they go to do it, there's some kind of emergency. They say, and I understand what the FCC is doing here and FEMA is doing. You don't want to put a test alert out when things are really going on in the country. But it looks like all things provided, you know, stay the same, that we'll be testing this on Thursday. So that's what'll be going on.
So at one time, the entire nation will hear the most annoying sound in the world.
And this is a test of the. I can't do the whole thing, or I'll get in trouble. There's been stations fined for that too, and I don't want to get
$1 million.
And we're not doing that. 644 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check headlines with Kelly coming up first. Here's traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center, been a perfect start to the morning so far. A little bit of delay now from Airport, Mont Lamar, and heading on to the interstate. But from Moffitt, Spring Hill, and Dolphin at 65, still a pretty quiet ride. Tillman's Corner, Theodore, Rangeline at 90, no delays. Downtown from the Bayway and the Causeway, it's a good start so far. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage. Your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less with no cost, two-year, 25,000-mile maintenance. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This is Chris Francis, board-certified master arborist at Chris Francis Tree Care. Trees are such a valuable part of your property. Want to know how to keep pest problems away from your trees? Start by keeping them healthy, making sure they're growing in a favorable environment, providing the proper nutrients, and maintaining the appropriate pH. Meanwhile, certain pests attack perfectly healthy plants. Timely applications of oils, soaps, insecticides, fungicides, and fertilizers will significantly improve survivability. But the key is having knowledgeable experts making regular site visits to catch or prevent problems before they occur, all while protecting the pollinators and beneficials.
Does this sound overwhelming? Let our plant healthcare professionals do it for you. Call 4TREE, that's F-O-R-T-R-E-E, Chris Francis Tree Care, online, chrisfrancistreecare.com, or find us on Facebook, or call 367-8733, 251-4TREE.
645 FM Talk 106.5, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The Cullman County School System is making national news after voting to put, quote, "In God We Trust" on school buildings. According to the Cullman Times, the Cullman County School Board last week unanimously approved a resolution to display the motto at all county schools. The move as a result of the Alabama legislature this year voting to allow the motto's use on schools, courthouses, and other public properties. The superintendent of the school says, quote, "Some people may disagree with it, but the legislature voted to allow it. I think it's important for students to know the history and how this came about in our nation's early years." That, according to Superintendent Shane Barnett, Alabama lawmakers approved this legislation. The numbers are in when it comes to our household income in the state of Alabama. And for 2017, the median household income grew by almost 2% over the previous year. These numbers, according to the Census Bureau estimates. Now, the median income in Alabama was a little more than $48,000. It was $48,123, up from $47,221 the previous year. But before you cheer too loudly, Alabama still remains far behind the U.S. average in median household income. Nationwide, the median household income in the U.S. was $61,372. The 2017 national median household income was the highest measured by the Census Bureau's American Community Survey since it was fully implemented in 2005. So you're probably wondering who is the highest and who is the lowest. Washington, D.C., that median household income, $83,372, and the lowest, West Virginia, $43,469. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, are you driving up for the big game this weekend?
I sure am, but I need to go by Kingan's Classic Cars to get my oil changed first.
Oh yeah, me too. How's your car been running since they worked on it?
Great. Thank you for recommending their service department. Not only did they fix my car, they saved me money by finding the exact problems and took care of it. Turns out, my car didn't have as many issues as I thought. Kingan's Classic Cars really made me feel like family. In fact, I trust the service department so much, I've recommended that my mother take her car in immediately.
That's great. I knew they'd take care of you.
And you were right.
No matter the make or model, Kingan's Classic Cars can service them all. Cars, trucks, SUVs, will treat you like family. Call 479-6676. That's 479-6676. Or schedule your appointment online at kingandcars.com. For the best automotive service, kingandcars.com.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit IRSAllstar.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A Mobile woman woke up Monday to a bullet hole in her apartment at the Cedar Trace Apartments. Velma Vigil says she heard a loud noise around 3 o'clock yesterday morning, but went back to bed. When she woke up, she saw the hole near her refrigerator.
I'm just so thankful that I'm here.
A Robertsdale Elementary School teacher is recovering at home this morning, days after being bitten by a snake. Happened Saturday morning along the waters of Weeks Bay during a coastal cleanup event. The teacher was reaching for some trash when a water moccasin bit her hand. She was taken to the hospital where she received antivenom to reverse the effects of the bite. An Alabama elementary school student brought a gun to school for show and tell Monday and accidentally shot another student. Huntsville police say the child was shot in the hand and is being treated at a hospital. The student who brought the gun did not intend to hurt anyone, according to authorities. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes, they will ask me, What year was that? When was my chemotherapy? And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
Good morning, 10 minutes till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. On Monday Night Football, the Chicago Bears defeated the Seattle Seahawks 24-17. The Bears' defense dominated, picked up 6 sacks, 5 of those coming in the first half. They also got a fumble recovery and a Prince Amukamara pick 6.
Second and 9, empty set as you mentioned.
That was the first win for Bears head coach Matt Nagy. Seahawks fall to 0-2. And some news from the NFL, Tom Brady could potentially have his next Randy Moss. After the Cleveland Browns announced they would release talented but troubled wide receiver Josh Gordon by Monday, the New England Patriots traded a 2019 fifth-round draft pick to pick up his contract. For insurance, the Patriots will get a 7th-round pick from the Browns if Gordon is not active for 10 games this season. ESPN's Chris Mortensen reported on Saturday that Gordon broke the Browns' trust when he reported to the facility with a hamstring issue after being a full participant in practice all week long. He allegedly injured his hamstring in a promotional shoot. Despite the hamstring issue...
What was he doing in the...
I don't know if it was like an Instagram shoot or a...
What do you do in the shoot?
Well, you know, they get them to get out there and act like they're playing football. And they get them to run really fast towards the camera or run in reverse if you're a defensive back. But in his instance, he's a receiver. So I'm sure they had him out there running routes.
Okay.
And maybe he didn't warm up properly. But he's had drug issues for a long time. And then missed the first 3 weeks of the Browns preseason because he wanted to tend to his mental health.
Yeah.
So they said, you know, this was the straw that broke the Browns' back. Now they got rid of him. Patriots pick him up, and he might even start this Sunday because he's healthy enough to play through that hamstring issue. And it was a tough weekend to be a kicker. Minnesota Vikings cut ties with kicker Daniel Carlson yesterday.
Man.
One day. Yeah, I was disappointed in this. I still think he's going to be a good kicker, but he went 0-for-3 in field goals against Green Bay on Sunday, and that game ended in a 29-29 tie. Minnesota traded up into the 5th round of the draft to select Carlson from Auburn with the 167th pick in April, and they also gave up 2 draft picks in the process. Instead, they've now picked up veteran kicker Dan Bailey. He's the 2nd most accurate kicker in NFL history. And the Cleveland Browns signed rookie kicker Greg Joseph on Monday to replace Zane Gonzalez. Gonzalez missed 2 field goals and 2 extra point attempts in a 3-point loss to the Saints on Sunday. 6:53 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, perfect start to the day so far. The few accidents we've had have been minor and moved out the roadways pretty quick. Airport, Spring Hill, Moffitt, 65, looking good from Fairhope and Daphne, Spanish Fort. The traffic's starting to build there and westbound lanes across the Bayway, but no wrecks in the roadways. Get your South Alabama football season tickets today. Season tickets start at only $60, and home schedule includes Alabama State at Troy on Tuesday, October 23rd on ESPN2. Find your tickets at usajaguars.com. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update brought to you by Publix Supermarkets. Get dinner on the table with online easy ordering, Publix delivery, powered by Instacart, and more ways to make your life every day easy. Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with a few scattered thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid-90s. Tonight, isolated evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, isolated afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
655 FM Talk 106.5, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Tuesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. It is that time of year. Today is the first day of the 68th annual Baldwin County Fair in Robertsdale. So today, Wednesday, and Thursday, fair admission is $15, and that includes admission to all events and unlimited rides. Then on Friday and Saturday, admission prices are just $8, but you need to purchase your tickets separately for the rides. Good news, though, parking is free. Have fun at the fair today until Saturday, September the 22nd. Fairgrounds are located on the Baldwin County Fairgrounds at 19477 Fairground Road in Robertsdale. The Port City is in it to win it and setting a new record on a popular game show called Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? As for the first time ever, three members of a Mobile area family will compete on the show this week. So according to the show, they say Steven Johnson, that's Dad, and his son Steve and S. Christian Johnson each take a turn on the show. So Steven and Steve are scheduled to appear on the episode of the show airing Monday, September 17th. So that, of course, was last night. And S. Christian is scheduled to appear tonight. So the show recently started its 17th season. And here's how it works. Each contestant faces difficult trivia questions with prizes escalating to $1 million for those who go all the way. And each person gets three lifelines, and that includes one chance to ask a plus one helper for advice. According to ABC affiliate WEAR, Steven Johnson will serve as the plus one for both of his sons, while Steve Johnson will stand ready to help his dad. Show airs tonight at 6:30 p.m. And according to Steven Johnson, he's known as the sound barrier on Instagram. Here's what he had to say. Derek Rose said, quote, "We all just a kid from somewhere. Well, I'm just a kid from Tolmanville who you need to tune in and watch on Channel 3 WEAR. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 657 FM Talk 106.5. I'm getting some notes this morning. People asking about, have I seen the Wild Horses story after our discussion from last week, the Wild Horses there on the Barrier Islands off North Carolina? I did. We'll give you details on that. Of course, you can read more on our Facebook page, facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5. Also, Jay says here, people are losing their ever-loving minds over the idea of getting Trump text. Okay, this presidential alert test that happens on Thursday, this has been going on since before President Trump was in office. Actually, been going on since 2006 the first time. So, I mean, think of it more of a federal test. How about that? Coming right back.